Okay, we're holding in Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, a few lines from the bottom of the page. Tanya, the second wide line. Tanya. V'chein Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Kuti lo yisa kutis. A kuti is not allowed to marry a kutis. It says Gemara, my taima. Why is it that a kuti is not allowed to marry a kutis? Meaning, normally, two people who are alike should be allowed to marry each other. Amar Rav Yosef asu'uhu kiger la'achar asara doros. We treat a kuti like a ger that's more than 10 generations later. Meaning a ger, after 10 generations, we forget about the fact that he's even a ger to begin with. So the Chachamim didn't... Normally a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. But a ger after 10 generations is not allowed to marry a mamzeres because people aren't even going to realize that it's a ger. People are going to think it's a regular kosher Yisrael marrying a mamzeres. D'tanya, like we learned in the Brisa, a ger ad asara doros mutar b'mamzeres. A ger until 10 generations is allowed to marry a mamzeres because gerim are not called part of the kahal and therefore they're allowed to marry a mamzeres. But mikan ve'elach, from 10 generations and on, where you forget about the very gerus, asr b'mamzeres. Midirabbanan, they're not allowed to marry a mamzeres. V'yesh omrim atchi yishtak Hashem avod z'chav mimenu. And some say that he's mutter to marry a mamzeres until you forget the fact that he ever came from non-Jewish lineage. But after that, he's not allowed to marry a mamzeres. So says the Gemara, ask the Gemara a question. Amle Abaye, me dummy, can you really compare a kuti to a ger? Hasam, when it comes to a ger, where we say that he's not allowed to marry, where we don't allow him to marry mamzeres, is ger yashan. That's talking about a ger that's many, many generations later, since the time of the gerus. So to the point where you don't even recognize that he's a ger. You think he's a regular Yisrael. Umamzeres chadasha. And the mamzeres that he wants to marry is a brand new mamzeres that everyone realizes is a mamzeres. So Amri, that's why we're concerned that people are going to say, Bar Yisrael u'dekanas mamzeres. People are going to say, oh look, it's a regular Jew marrying a mamzeres. That looks terrible. So that I understand. The Rabbanan don't want to have something that looks so terrible. But hacha, over here about a kuti, idi v'idi kiadadi ninu. A kuti marrying a kutis. They're the same. This one's a kuti, this one's a kutis, and everyone realizes that they're both kutin. So, and someone who doesn't know their yichus doesn't know the yichus of either one of them. So it's not going to look terrible. It's not going to look like you're letting someone who has yichus marry someone who doesn't have yichus. They're both exactly the same. So the Gemara gives another reason why a kuti is not allowed to marry a kutis. Ella, you discussed yesterday what a kuti is, right? Okay, so Ella ki as Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he explained, Rabbi Lazar savor lak Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Lazar, who holds that a kuti is not allowed to marry a kutis, holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel savor lak Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva. Great. Who's Rabbi Shmuel? Who's Rabbi Akiva? What do they say that has anything to do with this? So here it is. Rabbi Lazar savor lak Rabbi Shmuel da amar kutim gerei arayosim. Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel that kutim were only converted because they were afraid of the lions. It was not a real, complete, full-fledged gerus. They were forced into it because they were terrified that the lions would destroy them, and therefore their gerus is not really a gerus. And if their gerus is not really a gerus, what are they? Come on, someone wake up. Hello, come on. Even if you didn't hear anything for the last 10 blot, they are a non-Jew. Someone whose gerus is not a gerus, they are a non-Jew. Everyone in. Come on, I'm not wasting my time here. For Rabbi Shmuel, Yisrael, you got it? Yeah. We're on what daf are we on? No, I'm at Beis. Let's go. Rabbi Shmuel, no, seriously, I don't want to waste my time. I have other things to do. Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that they're Goyim, Savalak Rabbi Akiva. He holds like Rabbi Akiva. Da Amar Ovid Kochavim Ve'Evid HaBaal Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. Rabbi Akiva happens to hold that if a non-Jewish man sleeps with a Jewish woman and they have a child, that child is a mamzer. That's unique to Rabbi Akiva. We normally do not assume that way. We assume that if you sleep with a married woman who's not married to you, married to someone else, and have a child, that would be a mamzer. Something that where there's a chiv kares to be with that person, the chiv misas bezdin to be with that person. But where the it's just a los aseh for a non-Jew to sleep with a Jewish woman. It's only a los aseh. Rabbi Kiva says, I don't care. Still going to be a mamzer. So since every kuti might actually be a guy, right? So the original kutim were actually gayim. So every kuti that's around today, you have to worry that maybe he's the product of a kuti father and a Jewish mother. And if you hold the Rabbi Akiva, he is a mamzer. So now you understand why the kutim are not allowed to marry each other, because a mamzer. Because even a mamzer is not allowed to. Kuti's not allowed to marry a Yisrael, and not allowed, even a mamzer is not allowed to marry a guy. So if you have a mamzer and a guy, it could be meaning they may not be the same. Just because one is called the kuti, the other one's called the kutis, depending on what their actual lineage is, one may actually be a full fledged kuti, the other one may actually be a mamzer. So it says more. Misavlo Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Does Rabbi Shmuel really hold like Rabbi Akiva? Again, what was Rabbi Akiva's unique chiddush? That
when an guy marries has relations with a bastard, so the vlad's a mamzer.
Good. That even chayav elavin, the vlad is going to be a mamzer. Does Rabbi Shmuel really hold that way? Vam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, minayin laovid kochavim the eved. Shabo'u al ha-kohenes val-via val-bas Yisrael shepis luha. How do you know that if a non-Jew sleeps with a regular Jewish girl, whether it be a bas kohen, a bas levi, a bas Yisrael, whatever, that passes her from ever being able to eat truma in her father's house, meaning the bas kohen, would not be allowed to eat truma in her father's house. Shenemar ubas kohen kitia almana ugrusha vizera einla, because the Torah says if a daughter of a kohen gets married and then either her husband dies or she gets divorced and she doesn't have any children from her marriage, she can go back to eating her father's truma. But you see that a bas kohen that doesn't have children from her husband and then the marriage ends is allowed to go back and eat her father's truma just like she was allowed to when she was single. So from the fact that the pasuk uses the words almana ugrusha, that she was widowed or divorced, we see that only mi sheyesh lo almanus vegerishin, only someone where there is an actual marriage there, where if the guy dies, she will actually be called an almana, or if they get divorced, she'll actually be called a grusha, meaning they were actually really halachically married. That's when we assume that she'll be able to go back and eat her father's truma. But if the person she was married to was a guy, well then guess what? She was never married, and therefore yatsa ovid kochavim ve'eved. If it's a guy or an eved, she'ein lo almanas v'gerishin. You can't be an almana or a grusha from a guy. Why can't you be an almana or a grusha from a guy? Because she was never married. So therefore she can never go back and eat truma again. It ruins her from ever eating truma. But if you hold that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva, that when a guy sleeps with a Jewish girl, the child's going to be a mamzer. Hashem mamzer avi mifsel bebiasul mibayi. If they create a mamzer, of course she's going to be pasul from the bia. I mean, Rabbi Shmuel says this great chiddush that guess what? If a bas kohen marries a non-Jew, she's not going to be allowed to eat truma anymore. No, she's got much bigger problems. If a bas kohen marries a non-Jew, obviously she's not going to be allowed to eat truma. You don't need any fancy drushas because the children are going to be mamzerim. That's some serious stuff. So the Gemara explains another possible explanation for Rabbi Lazar. Why a kuti is not allowed to marry a kutis. This is, for those keeping score, explanation number 3, why a kuti is not allowed to marry a kutis. Ella Rabbi Lazar, rather Rabbi Lazar, Savala Karabi Yishmael, Damar Kutim Geri Arayos. Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel that the kutim were Geri Arayos, they were not legitimate Gerim. The Savala Karabi Kiva, Damar Rabbi Chom Vever Rabbal Basral, Havlan Mamzer. And he holds like... And he holds like Rabbi Akiva that when a non-Jew sleeps with a Bas Yisrael, the child is going to be a mamzer. So since every kuti might be the product of a Yisraelis that married a kuti and now he's a Yisrael mamzer, or he might be a product of a kuti and a kutis, so he's an actual guy, they're not allowed to marry each other. So the Gemara says, Umi Savala Rabbi Lazar Krabi Akiva? Does Rabbi Lazar really hold like Rabbi Akiva? Didn't we just do this? Why is this saying it again? Oh, that's Rabbi. Okay, right. So mi savala Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Akiva. Is it possible that Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Akiva that a guy or an eved that sleeps with the bas yisrael the vlad is a mamzer? V'amar Rabbi Lazar, didn't Rabbi Lazar say afal pi shenechluku beishamay beisilel bitzaros? Even though beishamay and beisilel disagree when it comes to yibum of a woman who is a tzara. What is a tzara? No, tzara is a co-wife. If two women are married to the same man, so how do you describe that relationship, right? We know what a brother is, we know what a sister is, we know what a mother-in-law is, a father-in-law, a father-son, right? How do you describe the relationship of two women married to the same man? So we don't have that nowadays. But the way to describe it is a tzara. So if you have, Rabbi Lazar says, even though there's a machlokas b'sham b'sil about tzaros, and the machlokas is about yibum of a woman who's a tzara of a woman who's an Isra Arayos. So Beis Shammai holds that you require Yibum. Beis Hillel holds that you don't do Yibum and she's allowed to marry without Chalitza. Meaning, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is married to two women. Rachel, who's not related to anybody, is just Reuven's wife. And Leah, who happens to be Shimon's daughter. Leah, who happens to be Shimon's daughter. Now Reuven dies. So does Rachel require Yibum or Chalitza? So Beis Shammai says, yeah, let Rachel do Yibum. Beis Hillel says, no. Since one of the wives is an erva to Shimon, it's his daughter, it's a rayos to Shimon, you don't do Yibum or Chalitza in any of them. But Modim, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, she'ein mamzer elam imishe isuru isur erva ve'enosh kari. So the mamzer is only someone who's born from an erva where you chayev kares from that bia, as opposed to someone who's just a lav. But the bottom line is, you see explicitly that Rabbi Lazar says, chayave lavin does not create mamzerus. Mamzerus is only when you have a more serious issue.
If Reuven had a second brother, would the second brother have to do the Yibum with Rachel, who's not a...
So no, I don't think so. I think the halacha is in its first mission in Yevamos. You have to take a look. So says the Gemara, we have to explain Rabbi Lazar a different way. Fourth way, Eliki Asa Ravin. When Ravin came from Bavel Taritz Shal, Amar Rabbi Chia Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Va'amri La, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zivda, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Va'amri La, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Amar Rabbi Yishob Ben Levi, Shalosh, so someone said, Shalosh Machlokos B'davar. There are three shitos about Kutim and Kohanim that are mixed in with the Kutim, as we're about to see. And from that, we'll be able to explain why Kutim are not allowed to be to marry regular people. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Kutim Gerei Arayos. Rabbi Shmuel holds, Kutim are Gerei Arayos, you can't trust their Gerus. And the Kohanim Shenitmu Behem, any Kohanim that got mixed into Kuti families, Kohanim Psulim Hayu. We're all Pasul Kohanim. Shenemar, Vayasulahem Mektsosam, Kohane Bamos. And they made bamos. Amar Rabba Bar Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What does it mean? Miksosam minakotzim shabam. It means the psulim, the thorns, the bad ones. So those are the kohanim that got mixed in. Mishamachi paslinu, and that's why they passed them. Since their gerus was not a real gerus, so we passed them to marry regular Jewish people. Rabbi Akiva Savar. Second opinion is Rabbi Akiva. Kutim gerei emes hein. The kutim are legitimate gerim. The Kohanim Shenitmu Ben, and the Kohanim that got mixed in with them, Kohanim Ksherim Hayu, were actually Kosher Kohanim, Shenemar V'yasulam Miktsosam Kohanim Bamos. V'amar Rabba Bar Bechanam Rabbi Yochanan, what does it mean? Miktsosam, it means Minabachirim Shaba'am, from the choicest, the best, not from the thorns, the bad guys. So then why did the Chum Asru Kutim to marry regular Jews if they're Gerei Emes, and even the Kohanim that were mixed in were good, wonderful Kohanim? Because they would only be miyabim people who had erusin but did not yet have nisuin, upotrin esenesuos, and they allowed people who already had nisuin to just get married without even chalitza. So that's why we passel them, because they messed up in the halachos of yibum and chalitza. They assumed that if a person was already fully married and the husband died without kids, if they already had nisuin, that they don't even need a chalitza. My darshi, what was the drasha that they made? Why would they think that? To not require yibum or chalitza for a nesua? Because they darsh in the pasuk, when it describes yibum, it says, lo tia esh sameis hachutzel l'ish zar, that the wife of the dead guy shouldn't be able to go marry whoever she wants without yibum or chalitza. Hachti yas bachutza. It's only a woman who's still sitting outside the husband's house and not yet moved in with the husband. At what point does a woman move in with her husband? At nisuin. So only someone who's still outside, he lo ti ali ishzar. She's not allowed to marry someone else without yibum rachalitza aval hach, but in nesua, delo yas v'chutzah, who's not sitting on the outside, ti ali ishzar is allowed to marry anyone she wants. Rabbi Akiva litame, and this is Rabbi Akiva l'shitaso, who holds damer yesh mamzer mechayav elavin, that since a yavama l'shuk is a lo sase, for a yavama, someone who needs yibum to marry someone else, is a lo sase, and a woman who violates a lo sase, a bias lo sase, that Rabbi Akiva holds the child is going to be a mamzer. So that's where you have your problems. V'yesh omrim. And then there's another opinion, that we don't allow a kuti to marry a regular Yisrael simply because they're not so careful about mitzvos. Man yesh omrim, who is this yesh omrim that says that the kutim just weren't careful about mitzvos? Amar Avidi Baravin Rabbi Lazar, he follows the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. Did Tanya, because we have a Tosefta in Meseches Pesachim that says, matzas kuti. What's matzas kuti? Matzah of a kuti baked matzah, muteres. You're allowed to eat that on Pesach. You don't have to worry that it's really chametz. Va'adam yotzei yidechavaso bePesach. You could be yotzei your mitzvah on the night of the seder with such matzah. You're yotzei mitzvah min haTorah. So you need matzah that's shmura from any chimutz and that's done l'shma and all that. Kuti could do that. That's fine. But Rabbi Lazar says, no, you cannot trust the matzah of a kuti. You know why? Because they're not careful about the specifics of mitzvos, and therefore you can't trust them. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, I disagree. I think any mitzvah the kutim do, they don't do every mitzvah, but any mitzvah they do that they hold of, they're super careful about that mitzvah. So Gemara says, that makes sense when it comes to matzah of a kuti, since they're not careful about tuktukei mitzvos, so I understand you're not going to be able to eat their matzah. Velahacha, but over here we're talking about marrying a kuti. Ma'ein bekiin. What halacha are they not careful about that you wouldn't be allowed to marry them? Lufishein bekiin b'toras kiddushin v'gerushin. They're not bekiin, they're not experts in the laws of marriage and divorce. So you have to be choshesh that all their marriages are possible, all their divorces are possible, all their yichus is messed up, they probably have mamzer all over the place. Another reason why a kuti is not allowed to marry a kutis, Amar of Nachman Amar Baravua, Mamzer Me'achoso U'Mamzer Me'ishasach Nisarvu Behen. They had various mamzerim mixed into their families. A mamzer from someone who was born from his sister, from the wife of his brother. So that's the problems that they had in their yichus. My kamashmalan, what's Rav Nachman teaching us when he says that mamzer me'achoso was mixed in with them? You could have just said mamzer was mixed in with them. Why do you have to say mamzer me'achoso? So Rav Nachman is coming to teach us yesh mamzer mechayave krisus, that mamzer is not only when two people sleep together who are chayv misas bezdin for sleeping together, even if it's just a chi of kares, two people have bia and it's a chi of kares, even the child from that is chayv is a mamzer. So says Rav Nisni Chada, why does he have to say two examples of mamzerus, achoso and eshasach? Just give one example. So Maisa Shaya Kachaya, because he's just actually describing what really happened. You want to know what the problem with Kutim is? They had all sorts of mamzerim mixed in. What sorts of mamzerim? A mamzer me'achoso, a mamzer me'eshasach. V'rava Amar, another reason why a Kuti is not allowed to marry a regular Jew, Eved v'shivcha nisarvu behen. They had avadim and shvachos mixed in to their families, and we don't know which we don't know which families, so you're not allowed to marry any of them. So the Gemara says isura mishumai. The isra to marry them is for what reason? Mishum shivcha. It's because one of them married a shivcha that whose child would then, what's halacha? A regular Jew marries a shivcha and they have a kid. The kid is a guy, an eved, right? So nisni chada. So just say shivcha and that's it. Why do you have to say eved and shivcha were mixed in? By saying shivcha, the children are all avadim. Obviously, it's eved. So he says no, ma'is v'shaya kachaya, because it happens to be that both avadim and shvachos married into kuti families, and that's why kutim are asur. So those are all the different reasons why a kuti is not allowed to marry a kutis, and a kuti is not allowed to marry a regular Jew.